Underexploitation of the maritime domain in Haiti, a structural factor of underdevelopment. July 6, 2026. Mr. Saul Belzoor. Haiti and its potential. Located in the heart of the Caribbean, Haiti is bordered to the north by the Atlantic Ocean, to the south by the Caribbean Sea, and to the west by the Windward Passage. Ranked 58th in the world among countries with the longest coastline, Haiti boasts 1,771 kilometers of coastline, representing considerable maritime potential. Haiti's geographical position is strategic. It lies on major global maritime trade routes, near the Panama Canal and the vast North American market. These privileged access points could have been beneficial to the national economy. For millennia, ideas and goods have circulated by sea. Even today, more than 9/10 of goods, communications, and data transit by sea. Indeed, 8 billion tons of goods per year, representing 90% of global trade, are carried out by sea. The sea is potentially the place of all riches, of all promises. Unfortunately, due to the lack of a maritime policy in Haiti and a corresponding decision-making process, the maritime sector is largely underexploited and struggles to become a powerful engine of national economic growth. 2. The sea, the new global economic source. Where does Haiti stand? A maritime policy is a framework for public action aimed at the comprehensive and sustainable management of maritime, coastal, and oceanic areas. It coordinates key sectors such as maritime transport, fishing, the environment, energy, and security, while also stimulating the blue economy. 5. The blue economy is this new economic driver that characterizes sustainable development, encompassing all economic activities linked to the sea and coasts, such as maritime transport, fishing, aquaculture, coastal tourism, port trade, logistics, marine energy, environmental protection, and shipbuilding industries. 6. Thus, in the current global context, states that effectively leverage their maritime space develop the blue economy and reap significant benefits. World Bank data demonstrates that the maritime sector alone represents between 3% and 5% of global GDP. 7. 3. Decision-making in the maritime sector, a key driver of development. The International Maritime Organization, IMO, defines a National Maritime Transport Policy, NMTP, as a statement of principles and objectives to guide decisions in the maritime transport sector in order to realize a country's maritime vision and ensure that the sector is managed efficiently, sustainably, safely, and in an environmentally sound manner. 8. In other words, the emphasis has been placed on the economic, social, and environmental benefits of the marine environment. Let's consider some points. Maritime traffic. Add in www.marinetraffic.org. A. The Haitian economy in the face of global maritime traffic. International trade is largely dependent on maritime transport. Given Haiti's strategic location at the crossroads of global shipping, an economic opportunity exists for the country to establish at least one transshipment port in the region. At Fort Liberté, for example, the bay offers an impressive natural depth of up to 40 meters. Unfortunately, Haitian port infrastructure suffers from numerous technical, organizational, security, and environmental deficiencies. Haitian port facilities often operate with limited equipment, low logistical capacity, and governance issues that diminish their regional competitiveness. This maritime weakness directly impacts the national economy. Indeed, the high cost of transport and port operations increases the price of imports, slows exports, and reduces the country's attractiveness to foreign investors. With the maritime sector underperforming, the Haitian economy remains heavily dependent on external factors and lacks a genuine national logistics strategy. B. The underdevelopment of fishing in Haiti. Beyond trade, the underdevelopment of maritime resources also contributes to unemployment and poverty. The fishing sector, for example, remains largely artisanal and poorly mechanized. Yet, Haiti's fisheries resources could contribute more to national food security and the creation of sustainable jobs in coastal communities. Despite its 1,771 kilometers of coastline, approximately 60,000 fishers are involved in processing and marketing products, out of a population of around 12 million. C. Haiti's isolation from the world tourist map. Despite its rich historical and natural potential, international tourism in Haiti remains very limited, despite its beaches, adjacent islands, natural bays, and maritime heritage. Compared to other Caribbean countries, Haiti attracts very few cruise ships and tourism investments, unlike the Dominican Republic, which leads the way with its all-inclusive packages. Jamaica, which successfully implements its community-based tourism program, and Puerto Rico, which benefits from a highly Americanized infrastructure. Unfortunately, the political crisis, insecurity, and negative press further isolate Haiti on the global tourism map. D. Haiti's sovereignty abandoned at sea. The underutilization of maritime resources also poses a problem of national sovereignty. Inadequately monitored maritime areas facilitate smuggling, illicit trafficking, illegal fishing, and other forms of transnational crime. Weak maritime control capabilities diminish the state's authority over its maritime territory and further weaken national security. No state investment in maritime surveillance equipment, the marine environment is left to its own devices. No underwater drones, the Coast Guard has no frigate capable of reaching the exclusive economic zone, EEZ, which extends up to 200 nautical miles, approximately 370 kilometers, from the coasts of State 13. And the impact of human activities on the marine environment. The environmental stakes are also considerable. Haiti's marine ecosystems, composed especially of mangroves, coral reefs, and coastal areas, are under intense pressure from pollution, deforestation, and climate change. The lack of an effective waste management policy in coastal areas jeopardizes these natural resources. As Atali said, "The sea, which humanity has begun to destroy, and which will destroy humanity." Indeed, these ecosystems play a vital role in coastal protection, biodiversity, and the local economy. The ocean provides all the water humans drink, half the oxygen they breathe, and a fifth of the animal protein they consume. The ocean also regulates the climate. Without the seas, the atmosphere's temperature would be at least 35 degrees higher. 14. F. The erosion of knowledge in Haiti. Furthermore, the country has been facing a brain drain for years and a shortage of specialized professionals. The deteriorating political climate and the security crisis are exacerbating the situation. The few specialists we have emigrated to other countries such as Canada and the United States. The lack of specialized training is a significant obstacle to Haiti's maritime development. The country must compensate for this deficiency with qualified seafarers, naval engineers, logistics experts, maritime security specialists, blue economy specialists, and so on. 4. The Haitian maritime sector, a destiny that has fallen into oblivion. The development of the maritime sector could produce several positive effects: increased tax and customs revenue, job creation in coastal areas, improved trade, reduced logistics costs, tourism development, improved food security, and strengthened national sovereignty. To achieve these objectives, several reforms are essential: modernizing port infrastructure, strengthening maritime safety and security, developing a national blue economy strategy, investing in maritime training, sustainably protecting marine resources, and encouraging private investment in the maritime sector. Maritime development should no longer be considered a secondary sector. For an island nation like Haiti, with an exclusive economic zone, EEZ, of 103,818 square kilometers and a coastline of 1,771 square kilometers, the sea represents a strategic space for economic power, sovereignty, and regional integration. Developing the maritime domain could become one of the pillars of sustainable economic reconstruction and the strengthening of national sovereignty. Port-au-Prince, June 22, 2026.